Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about government rot. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing awesome today, because apparently the government can do shit right. Yes, look at this, the government created Bitcoin. Is it Northern Not? It was a fucking Japanese guy named blah 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 Nakamoto. Did he really? You believe a mysterious gook from the Orient came here and created Bitcoin so you have money so you don't get poor? You really believe that shit? Oh, okay. Like the government didn't create it. But anyway, this is not about Bitcoin or any of that shit, but it is about corruption. You want to know which corruption I'm talking about? Let me bring up a clip.
All right.
New Hampshire Supreme Court Justice Anna Barbara Hans Marconi returning to her seat on the bench on Wednesday with a smile on her face.
Yes, friends, this is the bitch. Yeah, this woman, she thinks she could be corrupt as fuck. She looks like a sweet old lady, right? She should be at home baking cookies for her grandchildren. But no, she's fucking people in the ass because she thinks she's the government and the law and she's immune to everything because I am the law. Well, let's keep on watching and see what bullshit she did, right?
Just a week after a court found her guilty of trying to influence a criminal case against her husband, New Hampshire Port Authority Director Gino Marconi.
What the fuck is this shit? Gino Marconi and all this shit? I guess they're Italians. Yeah, it's the Italian mafia. At least not the Jewish mafia, right? Yeah. Well, at least this chick is trying to save her husband, so I understand that much. Yeah. Wouldn't you save your significant other, your family, or something like that? That I understand, okay? That's why you shouldn't have these people, married to other people. Maybe you should castrate public officials or make them be celibate, like Catholic priests. Yeah. They'll go insane and start molesting children after a while, but who knows? Maybe we need to start changing things. Just an opinion, but let's continue.
Well, I think it's completely unprecedented. I don't think you could find a case anywhere where a judge engaged in such serious ethical violations.
Yes, it's commendable that you're trying to save your husband's bacon, but you're a judge. What you did is very unethical. Yeah, and she's running her mouth about ethics. Yeah, these judges shouldn't be doing stuff like that. Yeah, like they got this bullshit of the living constitution, and then the judges could interpret the constitution one way or another so they could benefit and twist it around. No. Judges shouldn't be able to control heaven and earth like this. Yes, there's a lot of things that need to change. Oh, if you don't think we're going to civil war because of douchebaggery like this, you're fucking stupid. Just like this judge, she thinks she could do whatever the fuck she wants and there is no consequences. But fuck that shit. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. We get fucked, they should get fucked too. And because they're in positions of power, they should get it extra thick. Don't you think? Just saying.
And enters a plea to a criminal charge and then 2 days later is back on the bench.
Well, she had to recuse herself from the first several cases.
Yes, friends, this chick is stupid. Yeah, she's stepping down from other cases. But what if those cases were actually where people are pieces of shit and they deserve to go to prison? Yeah, there are people they kill, they are terrorists and do all this shit. Like this bitch is corrupt herself. She just fucked over other cases. Yeah, what a great world that we live in. We let people do whatever hell they want, and we let women fucking do whatever they want, and look what's going on. Yes, friends, she is trying to save her husband. I understand that. That is commendable. But you're fucking other people over just to save his ass, and that I'm not cool with. So you and your husband need to fuck up and go rot in prison, and go find your true loves in there. Yes, so fuck you. Just an opinion, of course.
Record, Justice Hans Marconi is disqualified in this case.
Hans Marconi made it abundantly clear she was ready to be back at work.
Yeah, this criminal is ready to go back to work to fuck people over again. Great times, right?
Personal risk was the pulmonary embolism.
The charge against the justice stemmed from a private conversation that she had with then-Governor Chris Sununu in a sworn affidavit.
Okay, you visit Nunu and you did a no-no, but you only got a slap on the wrist. Yes, friends, if you don't think there's no nepotism or some stupid fucking bullshit, you're fucking stupid. Land of the free? No, we're the land of the youths and the fucking home of the retards. Just saying, of course.
ABIT Hans Marconi said that Chief Justice Gordon McDonald had given her permission to meet with Sununu, but in court documents, McDonald denied that.
Ooh, what a shocker. A woman not being accountable for her actions. She does whatever the fuck she wants, and she's saying, oh no, it wasn't me, it was the one, our man. Ooh. Yeah, that's why women shouldn't be in positions of power, because of shit like that.
Very clear they did not want to bring witnesses in because they involve so many high-profile public figures. I mean, these are the highest public figures in the state.
Gee, that kind of reminds me of the Biden administration, all the douchebaggery those fucking assholes were doing. But yeah, they still allowed them to do that shit. Fun times.
This marks the first time in state history that a convicted criminal is sitting on the high court, something one former judge says raises serious concern.
Really? Well, we got fucking Donald Trump as president, and isn't he a convicted felon or some bullshit? Yeah, that motherfucker really is black. He likes putting his name in gold, he has a bunch of baby mamas, he's been to prison, and, you know, he worked at McDonald's too and he got fired or some shit, or he quit. Either way, yeah, that fool's more black than white, so enjoy.
I mean, the ethical violations are the most severe kinds of ethical violations that a judge can face. It's not only is it unprecedented, it's unconscionable.
Yeah, everybody's corrupt in the government now, from the president all the way down to the fucking meter maid. Yeah, what are we gonna do as people? Oh, I got ideas, but we're not there yet. Soon, people are gonna get tired of this shit and they're gonna get their pitchforks and start chasing these motherfuckers like Frankenstein monster. Yeah, these motherfuckers are doing stupid shit, but we are so stupid and retarded we let them. Why? Because we're weak and scared. Yeah, strong fucking times, right? Ugh. So let's see if the strong men come. Probably not, because people are fucking gayer than fuck, and we need to give people fucking their little feelings to be fucking stroked instead of actually doing what needs to be done. But it is what it is, right? Anyways, hope you guys are doing good and are doing better than these fucking retards, because we need men. We need them bad, because the future is female and it's turning into shit. So it's time to bring the age of man. Yes, because that's what they call it, humanity, right? Yay! Well, anyways, you guys take care. Goodbye.
The women of Book Talk have permanently damaged their brains. They held yet another Book Talk event in real life that ended in disaster, called Sinners and Stardust, where your darkest dreams become reality. Okay. This was their dark romance ball. Yeah. Nice. Totally normal stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No safe words. Yes. Very normal. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. This is about books. Here is just one of the male actors they hired to choke attendees and point weapons at them. Get your bag, King. It's like, who's gonna tell them that the stripper doesn't actually like you? Yup, and we're supposed to believe this is just for women who really love reading books. Absolutely nothing weird about it, except for those allegations. Apparently, one of the few men there was essayed by multiple women, made to describe against his will how he would hypothetically kidnap a woman in real life, like men do in the dark romance books. At least one woman tried to stalk him by sneaking an AirTag on him. Is anyone surprised? You just have to see the organizers of the event, aka the Dark Collective. First, we've got Nighthawk, lover of smut. At least you're being honest. Resident Cinnamon Roll, and the bodacious beauty babe. Okay, you get it. Obviously, if some group of men put on a fan convention all about celebrating their violent graphic fantasies, women would rightly disapprove of it and not feel safe there. These women are deranged, and we have to shame this behavior. Or unfortunately, we're gonna see more of it.